You say that Chaitanya Chandra Chaitanya Dev has his another guru. He is the guru of all the whole creation. And by saying that he has got another guru, he will spoil the whole world. You father.
Prabhupada to 7 বছরে কি নিসিংহ মন্ত্র পেয়েছিলেন ভক্তিমন্ত ঠাকুরের কাছে? প্রভুপাদের যখন 7 বছর বয়স,
নৃসিংহ মন্ত্র, হ্যাঁ, he has action. That is our enemy. In this path, imitationists, we must be careful about them. Proper realization and to deceive the ordinary people, there are so many imitationists. Sahaja, prakita sahaja. So Prabhupada has written one poem, as Madhvacharya did. He gave us caution against Mayavad. So Prabhupada is Prakita Sahajiya Sata Dushani. Mayavad Sata Sata Dushani of Madhvacharya. And Prabhupada Sata Dushani of Prakita Sahajiya Vad. 100 points he produced before us to make us careful and not to be misguided by the imitationist code. We must try to save us from that.
Shatadushani.
You will find that in Sadhanpath, the book. The general basis is But we have attained that stage. This Bhavajiya Guru, that in the physical line, Guru's son is a guru, and only the sound, mantram is the external sound. Name is also like that, Namakkar is Nam. Vaikuntha, Nam, spiritual characteristic eliminated. On the physical aspect is counted. Imitation means that. To be guided by the physical aspect. That is to gain the glory, the name and the fame of a Vaishnava, Pratishtha. To think calm as fame. Brahma-lok bheji parabhvam pāy tadayāy jadupari gorak vrindāvan nāru sraddha sādhu saṅga bhajana kriya anartha nivetti nishtha ruchi. Without passing through these stages, to think oneself, I have attained that stage, that sort of imitating temperament, self-deception. Self-deception that I have got Krishna. Atanaki, got Krishna. Atanaki, Katigas, did you have it?
Guru Maharaj, I heard that once Swami Maharaj said that imitation of a good thing is good.
A far-fetched connection, but still it is in the presence of a saint. Swami Maharaj or Ramakrishna Katha Mrita. It has been on the Karana Bhava. Swami Maharaj told that or discarded that. In what tone he has mentioned?
Oh, sir.
Why? That he has come so far as to imitate that highest thing. So some importance is given to that thing, because leaving other things he has come to imitate that. For this basis, why he has come to imitate that, living other things? That is also a type of connection, power patient.
destination of Sahajya after death.
That is what they are concerning. They will remain in that stage. Suppose without being a king, you are playing the part of a king in the drama. What is the difference? Krishna Kathamrita, in one there was one dramatist named Shishir Ghosh. He made many drama, and there was one about Sri Chaitanya Dev. And he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur to open that drama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a good name about the devotion of Chaitanya Dev. So he invited him to inaugurate that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur avoided that he was going to, instead of trying to follow his footsteps, he was making a show of his character. That is an imitation I don't like to appreciate. One prostitute lady, she played the part of Chaitanya Dev and began to cry, shedding tears while taking the name of Krishna. Ramakrishna Dev, he went to see that drama and he was very much impressed with that. So much so that the next morning he wanted to visit that lady who played the part of Sri Chaitanya Dev very emotionally. That when she took the name of Krishna, she began to cry. So Ramakrishna went to see the prostitute lady, Garu, and told her, you are very fortunate. Your taking the name of Krishna and shedding tears that have given me much impression. You have created such impression in me. I feel myself very fortunate I have come to see you again. But these things, the Gaudiya Math people, the Papa devotees, they cannot take it. This is a sham thing. The appreciation and the representation, both imitation, sham, not real. False. Dealing with the false thing and to think that I have God. A mistake means this mistake. Mistake, misreading, misunderstanding, means that to take one thing for another. Maybe similar, not same. So it is told, calm and the plain, similar, but opposite, not same. One is just the opposite. But many outward symptoms very similar. So misunderstanding of a thing is not that thing. Now you can say, in the widest sense, the misunderstanding not in other plane, but in such, in the quest of Krishna or something. In that broader sense, we may say that he has come to mediate that thing and not other thing, up to soul level. But at present, what he sees after, that is false. He has come so far to imitate that particular thing, that he has come to not to imitate any other thing but that thing. So some importance he has already got about that, some attraction. But his present campaign is misleading. That is false, useless. But not only useless, but it is injurious. The present content. And that he has come so far not to imitate any other thing but to imitate this thing. So that shows that we had already some progress. But present campaign is fruitless, misleading, misguiding. Using his energy in a false way, the present stage is waste of energy and giving, creating a false prejudice than the real. So waste of energy, not only waste of energy, but anti-prejudice is created, that is aparad. Yes, you want to go to Calcutta and you have taken the way to Bowden. The background that you went to Calcutta, so you are walking. But now you have taken the wrong course, you are wasting your energy. But the background is that you want to go to Calcutta, but you are going in a false direction. You want to go to Calcutta, that is true. Then whenever you will be detected, oh, this is not the way to Calcutta, you will change the course. Something like that. So far you have come to imitate, so far your position is right, and you want also that, that is also something. But now what are you doing, that is all wrong, against, on the opposite side. That is waste of energy. Not only that, you would have to retrace back that path again if you go to this side. That is. And that would be hard, difficult. And that analogy also may not be satisfactory, because what is hard, Calcutta, it is not that. Misconception of Calcutta is carrying you. To commit a particular error, And that means he is not engaged in committing other phases of errors. Now he is engaged to commit a particular error. Appreciation may be of that line, if at all we have to appreciate. False prejudice and entangled with false prejudice. But background is that I want something similar, but not same. Aparad. I commit offense against Vaishnava. That is bad. But I have come near a Vaishnava. That is good, the background. Then I am committing crime. Something like this. I have got connection with a Vaishnava. Then I can commit again. Offense against him. So coming to him, that is qualification. And the committing offense against him, that is disqualification, misguiding. So one may say, this commit offense against a Vaishnava is better than not to come in his commission at all. That may be a conception. But carefully that is to be understood. A boy, when he wants to walk, and then the question comes that he is falling down, again rising, again walking, again falling. But he has come to a stage of attempting. That is qualification. The bright side is there. But to avoid falling, that is necessity. How's the while now?
7:20.
7:20.
After
Kuli. Stop here. Yeah. Go with his boat. Die. Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Chaitanya Sarasvatamat ki jai, Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Hari Bol. prayers. There is a big list of prayers of all mundane. And this was in the season of autumn, and the regular Devi Puja was done in the beginning, in the spring season. But for some purpose, Ramchandra, he had to invoke Devi Durga and to satisfy her, and then to kill his enemy Ravana. And Ramchandra started in the aeroplane of Ravana towards Ayodhya. So UP gentlemen who are mostly under the influence of worship of Ramchandra, today they kill a big statue, image of Ravana, and they express their joy very much. And Indira gave some name that the supremacy of the good power over evil power. In that way, that was encouraged. Otherwise, the southern people, especially the inhabitants of Lanka, they raised some opposition. Why Ravan in a show, Ravan is killed, and is much too much hatred about Ravana is shown, and there is singing the glory of the Indians over the aborigines, all this. But she managed anyhow, saying that this is the victory of the good force over the evil force. This Ramchandra Vijay Day. And this is also famous for the advent of Madhvacharya. This day, Madhvacharya, he appeared in this earth. He was in South Canada, from the place known as Urupi. Madhvacharya was a very strong man physically. So he is called the incarnation of Bhima and Hanuman. They say, as in the time of Ramchandra there was Hanuman and there was Bhima, in the time of Krishna to help him, so Madhvacharya, in relation to Vedavyas, he has come to give proper interpretation of the literatures composed by Vyasa. Madhvamuni also he is taught. Ananda Tirtha is another name after Sannyas. Madhvagriha, well, this name generally came, he was in the inhabitants of the middle portion of the village, Madhvagriha and Madhvacharya. Ananda Tirtha, Madhvacharya, he was so strong. He was very fond of planting. He could, even 100 pieces of plantain, he could easily eat and digest. And very strong physically. It is shown there that one stone that was necessary to put somewhere to cross a river, 20 persons could not carry, but Madhvacharya with one hand carried the stone from to a certain distance and placed it in a proper place necessary. and it is engraved there in the stone. Madhya Eka Hasti Noam Sthapita Shila. This piece of stone has been placed here by Madhvacharya carrying in his one single hand, a big stone. But maybe for 50 months or so, such a big stone. 20 persons could not carry such a weight. Body is strong. And it is told he met Vasudev. Vasudev was supposed to live now, Amar. There are seven long living persons. Ashwatthama, Anumangstha Vibhishana. Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa. Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa, Hanuman, Vibhishan.
Parashuram.
Vipacharya.
Parashuram.
Parashuram. These seven.
Markandeya.
Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa, Hanumangstha Vibhishana. Kripacharya, Parashuram. These seven, they are supposed to live the whole of Kali Yuga. The Vasudev is still living. Madhvacharya went to Vajrikasrama and then to the cave of the Vedavyas, there in the banks of Saraswati, and met him. He could meet him. And was taught the real meaning, purpose of the Veda Vedanta, all this history collected for him. Then he came back to his home and converted his own guru, Achyuta Prakha, into Daitavad. He came back from Vajrikasrama and began to preach strongly, which is known as Daitavad, that is, God and the Jiva is separate. That is a sanja, Sivan Madhyamati Hariparatam Satyam Jagat Tattatu. Jiva, Ivheda, Veda, Jiva Gana, Hari Sanjara, Nichu Chavavam Gata. In this way, there are 10 shlokas. This is the opinion of Madhvacharya. The Jeev and Ishwar, they are separate, never one, as preached by Shankara. They are clearly separate, they are. Hari Paratama, Hari is the highest God. Madhyamati Hari Paratama. Satyam Jagat, this world is not illusion. It is true, in the sense that it is controlled by Maya and giving punishment to those that do not have any serving attitude towards Hari. Satyam Jagat Tattato Bhidu Jivagana. And amongst different souls there is difference. One soul is different from another soul. Always, even after emancipation, they will have differentiated character. Nichu Chavavam Gata. Satyam Jagat Madhyamati Hariparadana. Satyam Jagat Tattato Bhidu Bhidu. Vedu Jivagana Hari Runujara. They are eternal servants of the Hari, Lord. Nichu Chavavam Gata. There is holding high and low position, not in common, all common position. There is hierarchy amongst them. Nichu Chavavam Gata. In this way, Madhvacharya priest, and he had three disciples who succeeded him. Yavchitaprakha, his own guru, previous guru, was converted after his return from Badrikasram, from Mayavad to this Madhavad. There are four Vaishnava Acharya mentioned in the scripture. Yes. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanak, the original Acharya, that is the devotion of Narayana priest through four sources. One by Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi herself, she is the source of one line of worshipping of Narayana. And the Ramanuj followed that line, Rishtadvaitavad. The modern Acharya in the line of Lakshmi Devi is Ramanuj. And the Brahma himself, he was the source of another line of worshipping Narayana. And the Madhvacharya, he comes in the middle age to help that line with his writings and the interpretations of the shastras, etc., and the preaching. From Rudra and Mahadev, Rudra Shiva, he is the original Acharya preaching the worship of Narayana in one way, Shuddhadvaitavad. Madhvacharya, Rishtadvaitavad, Ramanuj, and Madhvacharya, Shuddhadvaitavad, a very clear duality. And Vishnu Swami, that is Shuddhadvaita, pure. Unionism, one. The world and Narayan is one and same, but in its purest conception, the jeev is different from Maya and Ishara. Then Vishnu Swami was the mother of Acharya, and Sridhar Swami comes in that line. The great commentator of Bhagavat, etc. And the fourth is Nimbarka, a Chatushana. Sanak Sanatana, Samandana, Sanat Kumar, these four devotees, they are considered to be the source of the fourth line of devotional school. And their philosophy is known by Dvaita Advaita, both Dvaita and Advaita. Distinct and non-distinct. Simultaneously. And the Nimbarka, he preached about the modern Acharya, he had got a commentary on Vedanta. All these modern Acharya, and they have accepted Vedanta as the substance of the Veda Upanishad teaching, and they compiled one commentary. Everyone, the Acharya. Dvaita Advaita was Parijat Acharya, Parijat Bhashya. That is given by Nimbarka. Some say that in the Nimbadvaita, that Keshav Kasturi, who was defeated by Mahaprabhu and got the principles from him, afterwards he compiled that Bhashya in his name. And the peculiarity of this Parijat Bhashya, in other Bhashya they have mentioned about the commentary of other scholars, but in Parijat Bhashya no mention of any previous scholar. Only from the positive side they are dealing these things. And they say that this is the oldest, because there is no mention of any other commentary. At that time no commentary was made, so no mention. Dvaita Advaita, very closer to Mahaprabhu, Bheda Bheda. Dvaita Advaita, Bheda Abheda. But Mahaprabhu's line, followers of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, they claim that Achinta is an important factor in the name, Achinta. Not simple Dvaita Advaita. The Achinta must be there because the differentiation may not be similar always. It depends on the independence of the Supreme. So it must be Achinta, an inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction with God and the soul. But that is inconceivable. This qualification is compulsory. This is the opinion of the power of Sri Chaitanya. Otherwise, it is not clear. Because the key is in the hand of the Supreme Authority, the autocrat. That must be mentioned. So these are the different types of Madhva's philosophy, Shuddha Dvaita, a clear duality. Never one God and the Jiva, soul. Then the priest and his three disciples were successor one by one. Sri Madhva, Sri Paddanabha, Sri Mannihari Madhava, Akkhabha, four. Yatrita Prakha was converted when he was given the name of Paddanabha. And when the sannyas also they take two from him, and first successor was that of Chita Prakha, his own guru, was converted into sannyas, name was Paddanabha. Sri Madhva, Sri Paddanabha. Then one Narahari, the third in Madhva's line. Madhva, Paddanabha, Narahari. Then Madhava, another disciple of Madhva, direct. Then Akshobhva. He is supposed to be a great scholar. And he was the contemporary. These four successors as contemporary of Madhva. It is told that once Madhvacharya was asked, who will be the successor after you of preaching in your line? He pointed out his Buddha. Madhvacharya had a big Buddha and he carried his books wherever he went. The books were carried by a Buddha, the previous Puran and the other scriptures, Veda, Upanishad. The Buddha carried always all his books